Jeff Berry, welcome to Australia. Jeff, you have achieved fame as the founder of the Kettering Group and are now considered the Western world's leading authority on the Soviet space effort. How did this all come about?
I suppose the start of the Kettering Group, as people come to know it now, also was triggered in 1958 by the death of the chemistry teacher. When his replacement was appointed in 1959, he was a radio amateur, G3FOZ, or Derek Slater, and I realised that here was someone with the equipment which would let me hear the things that I'd been watching. We decided that we would try and pick up signals from the next Russian satellite to be launched. I'd heard a recording of Sputnik 1 at a science masters meeting in London, and I'd been impressed by the Doppler shift, the way in which the frequency changed, went from high note to a low note as the satellite went by. And I determined to get a recording of this to use in my own teaching in the sixth form when we came to the Doppler effect. And then in May 1960, we heard on the radio that the Russians had launched the fourth satellite, Sputnik 4. And I can remember this must have been on a Saturday, because on the Sunday I went to Derek's and said, I think we should try and get this one. What do we need? He said, well, I've got the radio. We need a beat frequency oscillator. I can borrow that from Cyril Dobson, who was G3ICK. He said, and you've got a tape recorder. That's really all we need. When's it coming? I said, well, hold your breath. It's not coming until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. So despite that, we decided that we would get up and make a try for here in Sputnik 4. We were lucky at the first attempt. I was outside trying to see it. Derek opened the window and said, I've got the signal. I dashed inside. I didn't think any more about looking for it. In any case, it was a bit cloudy. And we got this recording. We made several more recordings during that week. At the end of the week, we got the recording which you've just heard, and we decided that that would be enough, and so we put the radio away.